Good morning. It is 7:50 on the Finger Lakes Morning News, and a pleasure to be joined on the phone by Roy Widrig. He is the Coastal Hazards and Processes Specialist with the New York Sea Grant and author of the new Erosion Management for New York's Great Lakes Shorelines Guide. Roy, good morning, and thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
No problem, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Give us kind of an overview, if you will, of what the Shorelines Guide is and how folks who live along the shores here in our area can take advantage of it.
Well, we got a lot of feedback from folks that were living on New York shorelines, whether it be the Finger Lakes or Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. We often go out and consult on erosion problems, and the question we get the most often is, like, what else can I do? Because a lot of people see just, you know, solid concrete walls or big limestone blocks placed in the water and on the shoreline, and they want to do something a little different. So what we wanted to do was present all the options that are permitted in New York State and try to guide folks on making better decisions for their properties. So it's about a 16-page booklet with pictures and descriptions about all the different shoreline options that one could pursue for their shoreline. And that's really what we wanted to do, is just tell people about them and how they kind of affect the environment and reduce their erosion risk on their properties.
And certainly I think most people, as you mentioned, you know, you talk about the concrete and limestone blocks and everything else, and that's all a factor of the, you know, the massive flooding that occurred last summer and in years past as well. And there are more, I guess, ecologically friendly ways that you can kind of mitigate the flood risk?
Very much so. We're working a lot with nature-based shorelines now, which is kind of making a hybrid approach. A lot of times you'll still see the limestone blocks, but they'll be much smaller. They'll be small enough that wildlife can actually travel over them. It's not a barrier for them to get to the shoreline. As we know, the ecological systems in this area are very sensitive. So when you put that hard concrete barrier, that often kind of upsets how everything works. And not only that, but it upsets how the lake works itself, because erosion and flooding and low water, they're all natural processes. And when you put something there to stop that, it has result in other places, and also at the point of contact with the waves and everything, where you may be not getting what you wanted in the original idea of putting some structure on the shoreline, so you could actually increase your erosion. But with the nature-based shorelines and the more green infrastructure type options, you can reduce that. You can restore the natural environment a little bit more, and oftentimes it's a little bit cheaper as well, though it does carry some maintenance costs as well through time.
And you mentioned the fact that the guide looks at not only you know, Lake Ontario, but also Lake Erie, the St. Lawrence River, basically everything from one end of New York State, from the Buffalo area, all the way up towards the eastern part of the state. And are there different remediation efforts that work in different parts from Lake Erie all the way to the St. Lawrence River?
Yes. In a lot of spots, like these nature-based shorelines, we'll use that as an example. They cannot be applied where you have very heavy bedrock coastlines, such as in the St. Lawrence Valley. But, you know, where you have a softer shoreline built mostly of sand and gravel and things like that, you can plant trees and put core logs in and do things a little bit differently. And then there's some spots where the wave action on the lake is so strong that you wouldn't be able to use nature-based shorelines, because they just wouldn't hold up. So that's some of the instances where you might have to go a little more heavy duty with the blocks if you want to save certain pieces of property. Also, on Lake Erie, there's a lot of bedrock cliffs, a lot of really shaley. Easily erodible cliffs, that it's really hard to find the right thing to do for shorelines like that.
It's obviously a difficult process, and one of the things I think a lot of people don't think about is having proper drainage for their lakeside properties, and that certainly does help with the entire flooding situation.
Yes, absolutely. We notice a lot of clay in the shorelines, which is often kind of a barrier for groundwater to infiltrate deeper into the ground or into the water table. And we'll notice on the shoreline that where these clay layers are, that it stops the groundwater there and makes the material of the bluff or shoreline very easily erodible. So it kind of falls apart in the spring. But there are a lot of things that we can do to improve drainage. A lot of times it could just be what they call tiles, which are mostly just corrugated tubes that you install on a property, and it kind of wicks the groundwater away from the bluff so that the groundwater itself isn't coming out to the bluff and creating an erosion point there. And it kind of, at the same time, it drains your property a lot faster. So you have a lessened flood risk and, you know, just an easier property to work with when it's not wet all the time.
And lastly, the 16-page guide is available, and folks can download a free copy of it.
Yes, they can, and we also can mail copies out to folks if they contact our office here in Oswego. But it is available online for those that don't feel like printing anything, but we do have hard copies available.
And we will post a link to that free download at fingerlakesdailynews.com. Roy Woodrigg with the New York Sea Grant up in Oswego. Appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and let's hope people can take advantage of the guide and shore up their shoreline along Lake Ontario and all the waterways in New York State.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thank you. And it is 7:57 on the Finger Lakes Morning News.